好，让我们一起来攻读神的话语。
Let's just read the verses together.
你可以用任何的语言，你喜欢的语言，让我们一起。
Use its own language to recite the verse today.
我们一起来来攻读，预备，请。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，有必对你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且也要向他显现。犹大问耶稣说，主啊，为什么向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣他并且要答，若爱我就与他我这些话对你们，他要将一切的事。
很高兴见到你们当中有新朋友，有我的老朋友，也是回到上帝的家中。
And a lot of you are still looking pretty young.
很多人还看起来很年轻。
At least younger than I am. That's great.
至少你们会比我年轻。
So good to see Dorothy Liu had gone through her surgery and she's back.
非常高兴能看到 Dorothy Liu 呢，她经过成功的手术呢，回到我们中间。
And especially I'm so happy to see May Liu. She doesn't need that thing anymore. She's standing right here straight.That's very good.
也非常高兴呢，能够看见我们的美珍姐呢，她不需要拿着拐杖呢，她就能够在这里呢带着我们领唱。
And I today, first of all, want to represent the North American Mission Board to thank all of you for supporting the Annie Armstrong Easter Offering.
那今天呢，起初开始的时候呢，想要代表呢这个北美的这个宣道会呢，北美的宣道会来谢谢教会呢，在这个北美的宣教事上面的许多的奉献跟支持。
Because of your offering, the last three months, our Baptists has cooked more than 3 million meals for the people who were.In distress, like the hurricane and the flood, and all those problems in the East America, and you have helped us to do that.
在东部的时候，在这几个月当中，我们能够组了这个北美南的这个北美的宣道会，组了差不多300万的这种的餐点呢，给予那一些处在困难当中的，在美国东部的地区这些不幸的人士当中。
Besides the Salvation Army and the Red Cross, our churches, Southern Baptists, are the number three relieving agency in America.
除了红十字会以及救世军以外，美南浸信会呢是排名第三。来给供应这些在患难当中是这些有困难当中的人呢，是排名第三。
Because of your offering last year, we have many new church planter, and we have established more than 678new churches in America.
因为你的奉献跟支持呢，我们在过去几年当中，我们已经在全美各地呢建立了差不多6800多个教会。
Also through your offering, we have support the chaplains, the pastors among the military, and the veterans.
因为你的奉献呢，我们也有这些军牧。能够差遣这些军牧呢，能够在许多军人当中呢做军牧这样子的服事。
Recently in Texas, we also help many new refugees that came through the border to America. We help them. We give them new shoes. We cook them meal. We help them to have shower and all that.
因为你的奉献跟支持呢，我们也能够在德州呢来帮助那一些跨过边境的难民，给予他们衣服，给他们吃食物，并给他们这个洗澡。
And one of the great things about our offering is that we are able to help churches to buy new churches, some of those are new ones, and to rent places so that they can have more worship area.
也是因为你的奉献跟支持，我们能够用这些奉献呢去买更多的教会，甚至租更多的教会，直到更多人能够一起来聚会敬拜上帝。
So that's why I want to express to you from our denomination to thank you for your offering.
所以我要代表我的这个美南浸信会向你们所有的人致以最深的感谢，因为你的奉献支持，我们能够做这些事。
And today, I would continue like to share with you the topic of listening to God's calling.
今天我要跟你们分享一个题目，就是来聆听上帝的呼召。
And we, as Christians, believers, should be able to hear the calling of God.
我们身为主的门徒，我们是应当会听见上帝的呼召。
But if you are not Christian yet, you are not so sure yet, you haven't been baptized, God's number one calling for you is that you be baptized, you repent and be baptized.
如果你并不是一个基督徒，或者是你不大肯定你的救恩，但我可以相信上帝的心意就是任何相信主的人、跟随主的人，因神会呼召你悔改，并呼召你去受浸。
Please join me in reading Acts chapter 2:38 and 39, first in Chinese and then in English.
我们先用中文来念《使徒行传》，跟我一起来念第二章38节到39节，先是中文，后是英文。
请彼得说：“
你们个人要悔改，
奉耶稣基督的名受浸，叫你们的罪得赦。”
就必领受所赐的圣灵，
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所召来的。 Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. So you can see so clearly, the Bible tells you, no matter who you are, far or near, God is calling you, in fact, calling your children too.So that you will be repenting and baptized.
所以经文里面非常清楚地告诉我们，无论你在哪里，身在远方还是近处，上帝对我们的心意就是神呼召你悔改并且受浸。
Now you said, I repent my sins. I trust in the Lord Jesus as my Savior because Jesus died for me. But why do I need to be baptized?
如果说我悔改，我相信耶稣基督为我的罪死在十字架上面，为什么我必须要受浸呢？
Well, because according to the scriptures, we need to be baptized in the water to show that we are dead and buried with Jesus and then resurrected, like coming out from the water.
好，其实看经文当中，我们可以清楚看见，上帝要我们受浸，使我们能够浸在水中，我们如同能够死在最终，如同是浸在水里面，又从水中出来，如同从死中复活。
Some of you may remember long ago, we had an elderly lady, we call her Mrs. Fan or Fan 伯母。
你们还记得在我们当中在很久之前的时候呢，有一位老妇人，她的名字叫做范伯母，我们叫她范伯母。
She came to church very faithfully and loved the church.
她很忠心的能来到教会。
And but when I asked her to be baptized, she said, I don't need to be baptized.
当我叫她说你应当受浸的时候，她说我不需要。
Because in Taiwan, I already been baptized. I don't need to be baptized again.
因为在台湾的时候，我已经受浸了， 所以我不需要再受浸。
Well, actually, what she did in Taiwan was in the church, I think it was a Presbyterian church, and she was sprinkled, and then in the name of Jesus, and that's called what she called baptism.
如果没错的话，他在台湾应该是属于长老会，所以他受浸的时候呢是洒水礼，所以洒水就当作是一个受浸的方式。
I said, yes, I believe that you are a real Christian. You trust in the Lord, and Jesus died for your sins and paid for your penalty. But I believe that you need to be a more following Jesus' example to be in the water, to be buried and die with him and resurrected with him.
我相信你应该是一个真正的基督徒，是真正跟随耶稣基督的，是悔改的，而且相信耶稣为你的罪死在十字架上。但是如果你要真实的跟从耶稣的话，就跟从耶稣的榜样，就是如同他一样，就如同浸在水里面，死在水里，又从水中出来，如同复活，生命从死中复活。
But she said, "No, I already baptized. I don't need to do that."
So, 不需要了，我已经受浸了，我应该不需要再受浸。
Then of course, I would not push her. I would just let her make her own decision.
当然，我没有继续的来再强迫她，因为我尊重她的决定。
And then, to my surprise, during the time of baptism next month, she show up with her towel and with her clothes.
但是我很惊讶，就是呢，在一个月之后呢，在一个受浸典礼上面的时候，她竟然带着她的这个毛巾呢，她想要受浸。
And I asked her, "What are you doing?"
说，哎，你在做啥？
She says.I want to be in the water.
他说我要浸在水里面。
Now you know the word baptize in the Greek, in New Testament, it means in the water. That's what it means.
就如果你看这个受浸 baptize 这个字呢，在原文希腊文当中呢，它的原文的意思就是在水里面。
And after the baptism, she was so happy and very excited.
在受浸完之后呢，他充满了喜乐。
Because I truly follow the example and the model of Jesus Christ.
因为他的确是跟随跟从主耶稣的范本或主耶稣的这个方式受浸。
And so I encourage you also to do that if you haven't done so.
我是有非常鼓励你们呢受水的浸，如果你还没有如此做的话。
Because of our faith in Jesus, and we baptized, and we are saved, not because of what we have done, but because of the grace of Jesus.
而我们今天呢，相信，而且我们今天受浸呢，并不是因为我们做了什么，而是因为耶稣基督所赐给我们的恩典。
Because the Bible clearly said, God saved us.Given eternal life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time.
所以我们从圣经当中可以知道，我们今天得救，是我们罪能够赦免，并不是因为我们做了些什么，乃是按据他的旨意跟恩典呢，在万古以先呢，基督。在基督耶稣里面早将这恩典赐给我们。
So today, may I remind you, you are Christian. You're saved not just because you're baptized, but purely because of the grace and the free gift of Jesus, then you have been a Christian.
所以我要提醒你们，你们今天能够成为上帝的儿女，正在成为基督徒，并不是做了些什么，真的是提醒你们，乃是真的是借着在耶稣基督所赐给我们的恩典才能如此。
You are a good Christian, not because of what your character is, your background, and how much you have done for the church. No, it's purely because of the grace, undeserved grace of God.
你是一个基督徒，好的基督徒，不是因为你受浸，也不是因为你的品格，也更不是你做了什么，完全都是因为耶稣基督的恩典。
And then the second thing, God call you to receive the Holy Spirit.
第二个呢，就是上帝呢呼召你来领受圣灵。
I do not need to read all the scriptures, but you can read it yourself. And you know clearly God has given you and I the Holy Spirit because he called us to have. He called us to have this hope.
这段经文以弗所书一章十三到二十节呢，我就不念了，你们可以回去自行来念这一段经文。从这段经文当中，你很清楚知道呢，上帝已经应许我们要把他圣灵来赐给我们，透过他所赐的圣灵，能够知道关于他的事情。
And God has given you the Holy Spirit so that you can also do things for Him.
上帝给你圣灵，以致你能够为他来做些事。
And God give you the Holy Spirit so that you can live a Christian life by His power.
你有了圣灵，你能够按着他的圣灵的能力呢，来过一个基督徒的生活。
And God has given you the Holy Spirit to last forever. It is a long time, all of your life to eternity.
神所赐给你圣灵呢，是从今时直到远远的，是直到永恒当中，你都能拥有这个圣灵。
And this power of the Holy Spirit upon you is like the power that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead.
所赐给你的圣灵呢，就如同能够使耶稣基督从死里复活，圣灵那样具有能力。
So I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, today.Do not say that I'm a weak Christian. I cannot do anything for God. You can because the power of Jesus, resurrected power, is in you already through the Holy Spirit.
所以我要再次的能够提醒各位弟兄姐妹，你不要告诉我说你是一个软弱的基督徒。我要告诉你的是，圣灵已经在你自己身上，而这圣灵的能力就是如同能够使耶稣基督从死里复活的能力，就在你身上。因此，你能够为主做很多的事情。
And you can see again more the scripture that we have read.This morning,
你也可以从今天早上我们所读的经文当中更多了解关于圣灵。
And the Bible says that I will ask the Father, He'll give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept Him, neither see Him or know Him, but you know Him, and He lives.With you and will be in you, and when he comes, he'll convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment.
所以从这段经文里面说，我要求父，父就赐给你们另外一位，就是保惠师，他要远远的与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，是世人所不能接受的，因为既看不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也在你们的里面。但保惠师呢，要因我自己的名呢。住在你的里面，他也永远与你同在。他来了是叫你因着为义、为审判、为自己责备自己。
Now, what does this word advocate mean? In the scripture, it says he'll give you another advocate, the Holy Spirit. That's what he does for you.
所以这里讲到这个 advocate 这个保惠师呢，在这圣经里头呢，到底是什么意思呢？就是他来能够帮助你，能够了解。
Now this word has several meanings.
这个字呢有几个不同的意思。
Number one,
第一
，it means he is a comforter.
第一，他是一个安慰师。
Holy Spirit can comfort you.
第一。圣灵可以安慰你。
No matter what circumstances, what are the worry that you may have, Holy Spirit will comfort you quietly.
圣灵会很安静的来安慰你，无论你现在处在什么样的境况跟危难当中。
And this advocate also means he's a counselor.
这个保惠师呢，也叫做他也是一个辅导师。
The Holy Spirit is like someone right beside you, counseling you how to live your Christian life, how to deal with things.
他像一个辅导的老师一样呢，在你身边呢来指教你如何过着你基督徒的生活。
And this advocate also means helper.
这个保惠师又可以称作是个帮助者。
So some translation just clearly say the Holy Spirit is a person who will help you to do what God wants you to do.
所以在一些的翻译本当中，这一句啊，这个字保惠师呢，也就是帮助者来帮圣灵，如同帮助者一样，帮助你去做神所呼召你所做的事。
Advocate also is someone who pray for you. Jesus is praying for you now.
安慰啊，保惠师呢也是一个代祷者，来为你来祷告。
Jesus prayed for you through the Holy Spirit within you.
耶稣是借着圣灵来为你来祷告，那住在里头的灵。
Maybe you like some of us to say, I don't know how to pray. Some people pray so long, so I only can pray one or two sentences.
也许你会觉得说，哇，好多人呢都会祷告，而且祷告的很长很好。我不能祷告，我不会祷告，我祷告只有几句。
Don't worry.Holy Spirit will continue to teach you in your hearts, in your mind, how to depend upon God.
不用担心，那住在你里头圣灵会继续的帮助你，如何来祷告，如何指教你祷告。
And also, this word means strengthening you. He's your strengthener, helped you to do what you need to face today.
这个字呢也有坚固者的意思，来坚固你去做神要你所做的事情，或你所面对的情况。
Then of course, the Holy Spirit teaches you the Word of God.
还有一个意思就是他是老师，就是来教导你关于神的真理。
Remind you what you need to do as a Christian every day.
来告诉你，身为基督徒，你每一天应当做些什么。
And then also.Most of all, the Holy Spirit can be your advocate. That means He defend for you.
当他说圣灵，当说圣灵是安保惠师的时候呢，他也是一个你的辩护者。
Just not too long ago, I was preaching. I'm not preaching. I was giving some testimony in my old church in Sacramento.
在 Sacramento 前一段不久的时候呢，我向他们来分享我的见证。
And then before that, one of the old deacon called me up.
之后呢，有一个执事呢来叫我。
He says, Pastor Chung, someone wants to talk to you when you come to church.
他说有一个人想要来在你来到教会，有一个人想来找你。
And this man's name, I don't want to mention to you his name, but he says, he's, you know, old member, he insists, he wants to talk to you.
是一个老的会友，他呢，定义呢，想要和你说话。
Oh, I know who that person was.
那时候我就想，我应该知道那个老会友是谁。
He was, used to be a youth counselor,For the church in my days.
他应该是过去是在我教会当中是一个青年牧师。
And in my younger days when I preach, I really was tough to the congregation, strict, tell them what's good, what's wrong.
当我年轻的时候呢，对着我教会讲道的时候呢，我是非常的严肃，而且非常的严格，什么该做，什么不该做。
One time, those young people did some things, you know, lousy things. Not really bad. I just said, our young people need to be disciplined and need to be guided better.
那有些时候呢，年轻人当中呢，他们这个行为的方式啊，表现啊，都不是太好。有一些不是太好。所以呢，我就开始能够对他们一些斥责。
After I finished preaching, I went to the back door and tried to, you know, shake hands if people come out.
Yeah, 在会后之后呢，我在后边呢就跟众会友们呢握手，问好问安。
And this young counselor came out and wanted to beat me up.
这一个呢青年传道呢、
really?
就青年牧师呢就来到面前要打我。
And kind of, you know, hit me.
他就是试图的想要打我呢，殴打我。
Good thing there is some usher help me out, you know, hold him away.
然后教会一些教代呢，试图把我们拉开呢，试图来阻止我们这样子。
Because he thought that when I preach, I was hinting that he did not do a good job.
啊，他认为说我在讲道的时候呢，是在暗示说他成为一个青年传道，并没有做好他的工作。
Now, think this is 30 some years ago.
哇，这是已经是三十多年前的事情了。
But this same guy now, old people, want to talk to me.
啊，那现在这个已经是老了了，他已经年纪了，他想要跟我说话。所以我有点害怕，有点呀。
Well, then he and his wife came to talk to me and say, "I'm sorry. Would you please forgive me?"
然后呢，他跟他妻子就来找我，然后就跟我说。请原谅我，你可以原谅我吗？
So after so many years, he still want to apologize to me what he did.
这么多年已经过去了，他还是想要寻求我的饶恕。
You see, Holy Spirit can convict us for sin.
所以你可以看到圣灵能够来啊、可以来可以来定罪。
And then the Holy Spirit would defend for me too. See?
然后呢，圣灵呢也能够为你来辩护。
Oh, in fact, I went to a university called Biola Christian College.
那时候呢，我是去到这个 Biola 的圣经学院。
When I was that day, not too many Chinese in the university.It seems like to me I was the only one.
那时候呢，并不是太多中国人，我也许是唯一的一个。
I was in the choir, school choir.
我在学校的这个合唱团里。
And we travel everywhere to sing.
我们呢，到处去呈现。
And you know, I was only Chinese, so there are many girls in the choir. So sometimes I would sit next to the some Caucasian girl.
因为那时候合唱团里头大多数都是女生，我有时候坐在他们中间的时候，就坐在女生的旁边。
And we sit on a big bus, you know, to travel to Chicago and things like that.
所以那个时候呢，就坐着大巴呢，去到不同地方，像芝加哥去演唱。
And you know we are tired.
我们会疲倦。
And the girl that sit next to me sleep on my shoulder.
然后呢，我隔壁的女生呢，就在我的肩膀上睡觉。然后我就把她推开。
And then, you know, sometimes there some young men we talk to, of course, classmates, and then some girls too. I talk to some girls.
只有有时候我们在当中呢，像我们的同学啊，还是朋友啊，年轻人啊，就是都有一些女生。然后会跟他们说话。
It means nothing.
这并不代表什么。
But after I graduate almost 10 years,
当我毕业差不多十年以后的事。
I was pastor, I believe, of this church then.
那时候呢，我应该是在这个教会里面牧养教会。
And one day a phone call come to me.
有一天呢，有一个电话。
It was my old classmate.
这是从我的一个旧同学打来的。
She said, "Wilfred, I want to ask for your forgiveness."
我觉得我应该向你来寻求饶恕。
Say why?
然后我就说为什么呢
？You haven't done anything to me.
你对我没有做过些什么事
？Very strange. She says, "I'm going to China to be a missionary now."
他就感觉很奇怪，然后他就对我说：“我要去到中国宣教。”
But God touches me to apologize to you.
因为上帝感动我，让我要对你寻求，而对你说对不起。
Because in the days when we were classmates, I criticize you behind your back. I tell everybody talking that you try to.To be friend with some girls, you try to date some Caucasian girl. I didn't like it. She said.
那个时候呢，因为在很多就是在那个时候年轻，当你还是我同学的时候呢，我在你背后呢来说很多关于你的坏话。我说你可能会跟去找一些这个 Caucasian 的这些女的希望他们能够成为你的女朋友。
Can you imagine just this little thing? This lady who wants to serve God, he apologized to me, which I did know nothing, anything wrong.
在我什么都不知道，什么也没有做错的情况之下，我完全不了解的情况之下呢，他竟然呢，这位想要服侍主的人呢，他竟然会对我寻求饶恕。
So you know the power of the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
所以你应该要知道说这个圣灵他定罪的那种能力。
And also the Holy Spirit will give you spiritual gift too.
你还要知道说上帝会把这个属灵的恩赐来赐给你。
God called you to have the Holy Spirit so that there is spiritual gifts for each Christian to serve him.
因此神赐给你圣灵，在圣灵里面又得着他自己的恩赐来服侍他。
And this Holy Spirit in you for one special purpose is that you will serve the church for the benefit of other believers in the church for God.
所以这在住在你里头的圣灵呢，是使你能够应愿圣灵所赐予给你的属灵恩赐去服侍教会，并且赐福给那些在教会当中的弟兄姐妹。
So today, unless you're not a Christian,
除非你不是一个基督徒，
God has promised and God's word for sure that you do have spiritual gifts.
因为上帝的应许很肯定的，那有圣灵的人必然会拥有圣灵所赐予的属灵恩赐。
God called you specially to say, use whatever spiritual gift you have to serve others as faithful steward of God's grace in these various forms.
神赐给你圣灵，以及你圣灵里面能够应用他所赐给你圣灵的恩赐，来在不同的岗位上面来服侍他，服侍教会跟服侍众人。
Generally, there are two kinds of spiritual gifts.
有两种的属灵恩赐。
One kind is a speaking gifts.
其中一个呢是口用口服侍的属灵恩赐。
In the Chinese translation, say preaching, but also actually it means to speak God's word to help others.
所以在原文当中的时候呢，讲到呢就是来分享或者说关于上帝的话语的属灵恩赐。
So God's word.Given to you not only like giving to Pastor Ye to preach to others.
所以上帝所赐给你的话语呢，并不是单单只赐给叶牧师呢，来告诉我们，向我们来讲道。
God wants to use your mouth to encourage others, to counsel others, and to teach others for His sake.
神要为着他自己缘故呢，使用你的口来。借着他话语呢，去鼓励人，去教导人，并且是造就人。
That's one kind of speaking gifts.
那就是一个关于在口才上面的一个属灵恩赐。
And the other kind of gift is to serve and to help others.
另外一种属灵恩赐呢，就是按着的力量去服侍人，服侍别人。
You see, the Bible says that.If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
所以说，如果你们要按着上帝自己的能力所赐的能力去服侍，好让神在凡事上都因着耶稣基督而得着称赞。
That means that you may have a gift that God gave you to help other people.
所以说很可能你原有神所赐给你的属灵恩赐呢，去帮助你周遭的人。
Maybe God will use you to help in the kitchen, I don't know.
也许神会用你的服侍的恩赐呢，在厨房里。
God may use you as usher,
也许能使用你成为一个招待员。
But God may use you to visit others,
也能使用你恩赐去拜访。
And God may use you as a leader, as a manager.
神也会使用你成为一个领袖或者是一个经理。
God may use your music.
神可以使用你的音乐。
God may use all kinds of things that you know how to make so that other people would appreciate.
神会使用你一切你所知道如何做的来使成为别人的祝福。
God may touch you so that you may have the ability to give and to share with others and to support the church.
神会感动你使到你有能力能够去给予能够去支持甚至能够去祝福人。
And God may give you the love so that you can have mercy of others, comfort others, helping others who are in troubles.
神给你爱心使你有这份爱能够去帮助人能够鼓励人也人能够在困难当中的时候因着你的安慰而得到鼓励。
So these are spiritual gifts we talk about in Corinthians 12 and also Romans chapter 12.
这都是在哥林多前书里面的第十二章以及在罗马书里面可以看到的属灵的恩赐。
Now you says, how do I know what kind of gifts I have?
可能你现在会问，那我怎么样子能够听到上帝的呼召呢？
How do I know that God's calling me to do what?
我怎么知道说上帝现在呼召我去做某些事呢？
No, that's so important.
这是非常重要的。
You as a Christians not just sit here to waiting to go to heaven.
你身为一个基督徒，并不是单单只坐在这里呢，等待就上天堂。
God will use your cause to bless your family, to raise up your children, and do what you need to do in the world.
神使用你来让你能够管理你的家，养大你的孩子，也能够使用你呢为这世界做些啥。
But most important in God's mind, His design.Is for you to be in the church so that you can use the spiritual gifts and so that you can hear his call in your life and to serve others.
So, 但在神的心意里头呢，他是要让你在教会里面能够使用你自己，能够成为人，成为这世界里面的祝福。
Now, when do I hear that? God's call.
那我如何能够听到上帝的呼召呢？
It could be in the night time.
这很可能就在晚上。
I want to give a great example of Samuel, in the Bible.
我能够从圣经里面呢提出撒母耳的这个例子。
You know, he was one of the great, judges and great priests and great leader in the nation of Israel.
他是在以色列当中一个很伟大的先知，很伟大的士师，也是一个很伟大的领袖。
When he was young, very young, he hasn't heard God's call yet.
当他很年轻、很年轻的时候呢，他就听到上帝的呼召。
And God was trying to call him, tell him what to do.
在他还没有听到上帝呼召以前，上帝就呼召着他，让他能够听见上帝要让他所听见的。
And then one night.Was so small, he heard a voice to say, Samuel, Samuel.
那有一天晚上的时候呢，就很小很小的时候呢，上帝就叫他的名字，撒母耳。
And Samuel heard the voice. He thought, the priest Eli, my boss, called me. So he ran over to his bed and say, Here I am.
他当时听见有人。叫呼唤他的名字，他以为是他的老板，也就是以利，就是当时的祭司呢，来呼叫他，所以他就跑到以利这个祭司的面前说：“我来了，我在这里。
”And Eli said, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed."
以利说呢：“我没有叫你回去睡觉吧。
”And then, again, the voice of God come to him.
然后呢，上帝的话再次临，上帝的声音再次临到他。
He went to Eli again.
他就再到以利那里去。
Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed. Don't bother me."
所以以利说：“哎呀，你不要来管我，你不要来搅扰我，你回去睡觉吧，我没有叫你。”
Third time, while he was sleeping at night, God called him.
那第三次呢？当他还在睡觉的时候呢，上帝第三次呼唤他名字。
This time, God said, "Samuel, Samuel."
上帝就是说撒母耳撒母耳
Eli has taught him. Eli said, this time you better say to God, here I am, I'm listening.
然后以利呢就教他说，上帝的话再次临到你的时候，也许上帝对你说话，你就说，我在这里，
And God wants him to pay attention.
神要他注意的听。
God wants him to listen carefully.
要让他很注意的听。
Now sometimes may not be at night like the God, Samuel hear God's voice.
不是每一次就如同撒母耳一样是在晚上听到上帝的呼召。
Sometimes you may hear God's voice like David in the morning.
也许你会像大卫王一样在早上听到上帝的声音。
Oh, David wasn't able to sleep well.
或者就是这个大卫呢睡得不是太好。
He was waiting for God's calling.
他正在等候就上帝的呼召。
Just like some of you, you may not be able to sleep too good sometimes.
就好像你们当中可能有些人睡得也不是太好。
Hopefully it's not because of bad dream.
希望不是因为这个很坏的梦。
God may be trying to speak to you.
上帝可能试着想要对你说话。
Are you going to tell God, "Yes, God, I'm listening"?
你要说是神啊，我正在静听。
David whole night long couldn't hear anything.
这个大卫王整夜都不能听到神的声音。
He had to wait till the morning.
他一直等，守候到天亮。
Then God spoke to him.
然后神就对他说话。
And just like Isaiah said the same thing.
就像这个以赛亚书里面所说的都一样，也如同以赛亚书当中所写的。
Isaiah the prophet said, "God, give me a tongue so I can help those who are discouraged, who are depressed."
那么以赛亚书当中，先知就求神说：“求你赐给我受教的舌头呢？”使我知道如何用言语去扶助疲乏的人。
Now today, you and I need to pray the same prayer.
你跟我们今天呢，都需要这样子来祷告。
God put you as a Christian to comfort others.
神使你成为一个基督徒，是来去鼓励、
and、
安慰其他人。
And not always try to criticize people and give your family, give everybody a hard time.
不是去说别人坏话。不是去来批评其他人，不是来批评你的家人，来搞坏很多事情。
You know that today you turn on the TV, what do you hear?
今天你打开电视机，你听见什么
？This is no good, that's no good. You know, you criticize each other all the time, right?
这个不好，那个不好，他们彼此正在批评。
So the whole nation, you just complaining nation. You complain me, I complaining you.
我控告你，你控告我，这个国控告这国，这国控告那国。
We need somebody to comfort us and encourage us.
我们需要有人来安慰我们，
来鼓励我们。We need to have hope.
我们需要盼望。
And we need to ask God to teach us how to say it.
我们需要上帝来教导我们如何能够蒙得救。
And then when we hear God's voice, God's word,We will serve him as the way he wants us to do.
我们要听到上帝自己的声音，上帝的话语来教导我们如何过他要我们所过的生活。
But of course, sometimes we don't even want to hear God's voice.
但有些时候我们连要听上帝的话都不想要听。
Like when I was young.
就好像我在年轻的时候。
My father was a preacher.
我爸爸是一个牧师。
We were in a small church.
我们在一个很小的教会。
And all the things in the church, I was the oldest in my family. I had to help my father to do it.
因为我在家庭当中我是老大，所以我必须要帮助我父亲做很多事情。
So set up the everything in the church and clean up everything. My dad made me do it.
因为我爸爸想要我在教会里面呢，因为我是老大，所以我必须要处理很多事情，排列很多事情，处理很多事情和清洁教会里面的事情。
And then sometimes I hear my dad says, "So and so deacon give him problem, and this one give him problem."
我常常听到我父亲这样子说，哪一个执事呢对我不好，然后又批评，或者哪一个不好，又那个不好。
So when I was young, I said, "I'm not going to be a preacher."I'm not going to be a pastor.
所以我年轻的时候，就是我不要成为一个讲道的人，我也不要成为一个牧师。
Besides, pastor didn't get much pay either.
因为呢，除了做牧师，做不当牧师呢，我就可以拿到比较高的工钱。
I say, God, let me be an engineer. Let me make some money when I grow up.
那我就跟上帝祷告说，让我成为工程师，让我能够赚更多的钱。
I promise you, when I grow up, I make $1 million. I certainly would 10% give the church.
我就答应他说，将来如果长大了，我成为工程师，赚了很多钱了，我定义呢，要给他呢，十分之一。
But everybody talk to me say you're going to be a pastor someday.
但是每个人都告诉我说呢，你将来要成为一个牧师。
Because I look like my dad.
因为我像我的父亲。
I talk like my dad.
我像我父亲说话。
And they say you're a little pastor.
他所以说你是个小牧师。
I say, don't call me dad.
说不要这样子叫我。
I don't want to be a pastor.
我不要成为一个牧师。
But guess what? God keep touching me.
但是神持续不断地感动我。
Many, many circumstances. Even when I go to Taiwan University, God still speak to me.
所以说有很多很多的状况，就算是我到了台湾，在台湾大学念书的时候，神持续不断来感动我。
I went to a church there called 厦门街 church.
我去到一个叫厦门街的一个教会。
And then, guess what? The first thing the pastor told me.Say, Wilfred, you're going to be a pastor someday.
就我第一次去到教会的时候，牧师就告诉我说，你将来要成为一个牧师。我就
，Please, God, why me?
所以我就哎呀，主啊，求啊，求啊，主啊，这为什么一定是我呢
？But God keep calling me till I came to the United States.
说神持续不断的在呼召我，直到我来到了美国。
And then I surrender my life to God.
然后我就降服在主的面前。
And then since then I become happy.
然后自从那次之后呢，我就喜乐了。
I never regret to become a pastor.
我从来不以我成为一个牧师而后悔。
And then because I begin to listen to God.
然后我因为我开始的去聆听神的声音。
Notice when God calls Samuel.Samuel has to pay attention to listen.
你必须要记得说，当神在呼召撒母的时候呢，撒母是很注意的，专心听。
In the Hebrew word, the word listen here, in the Hebrew shamir, is a continuous sense. That means keep on listening.
如果从希伯来文原文当中的时候，这个注意听或专心听的就是 Samuel。就是你要注意，而且是不断的、持续的、不断的听、注意听、专心听。
That is what we need to do.
这就是我们需要做的。
God wants you to listen to His voice.
神要我们去聆听他的声音。
Then He will direct you.
他会引导你。
Like Isaiah says.
就如以赛亚书当中所说的。
Isaiah says that you will hear the voice.Behind you, this is the way, walk in it.
然后你会听到以赛亚书有这样一句话说，你要听到这声音在你后边，知道这是是左是向左还是向右。
And most of the time, God speaks to you through other brothers and sisters.
有些时候神透过你周遭的弟兄姐妹向你说话。
Of course, God speaks to you when you are worshiping, listening to the message.
神有些时候透过敬拜的时候，或是讲道当中的时候，对你说话。
And God will speak to you while you are praying, and some other brothers who love the Lord, and to advise you.
神有时候透过那一些劝导你的人，甚至你在祷告的时候，神对你说话。
While you are Bible studying,
当在查经的时候，神对你说话。
God will speak to you.
神对你说话。
But you have to keep on listening.
但你必须要注意的聆听。
That means you are aware of God's voice in your life.
这就是在你生活当中，你非常敏感于神对你所说的声音。
And when you hear God's voice, don't be harden your heart.
当你听到神声音的时候呢，你就不要硬着心。
You would like Samuel say, God speak to me.
你要像撒摩这样一样说，向我说话。
I am listening to you.
我正在聆听。
And you will want to obey him.
你要顺服他。
If you don't obey him, you'll be like the Bible says, like the Israelites in the wilderness.
如果你不听的话，就如同以色列子民在旷野当中一样。
Now they are God's people.
他们是上帝的子民。
God delivered them by 10 plagues upon the Egyptians.
使他们能够从埃及
open the Red Sea for them to cross over,
甚至能打开红海使他
得救他们。God showered manna upon them in the wilderness,
神赐给他们玛瑙。
And give them birds to eat,
给他们这个帮揪给他们这个肉吃。
But what happened?
但你发生了什么事？
They refused to listen to God.
他们不要听他的话。
They didn't want to go into the promised land at that time.
他们不要进到应许之地。
So therefore, God punished them to stay in the wilderness for 40 years.
因此，他们被旷野当中漂流40年。
That's a long time, brother, sister.
那是非常长的一段时间。
Have God been speaking to you for 40 years?
上帝没。是不是让你在旷野中有
God said to the Israelite people, because you are so hard-hearted, I'm not going to let you go into the promised land. Your children will go, but you don't.
然后上帝就对他们说，因为你们如此硬着心不听我的话，因此你们要在旷野漂流四十年，你们不能进到应许之地，只有你的子孙。
How would a person be hard-hearted?
一个人是如何能够硬着心呢？
You just look at the parable that Jesus gave in Luke chapter 8.
你可以透过路加福音第八章里头，耶稣给的一个例子。
Oh, some seed fall on the ground and then they died.
有一些呢，种子呢是撒在这路边呢，他们就死了。
And some seed that in the rock and also they dried up.
有一些呢是被撒在石头边，他们就干了，然后就死了。
But some are in the thorns, some are among those bushes that would choke up the seed so that they could not grow.
有一些是撒在荆棘里面，他们就被挤死了。
That's how your heart is hardened.
这就是形容我们的心是如何刚硬的。
That means you are in life's worries, riches, and pressure. These are the things that make you hard-hearted.
那世界上里面的劳苦，里面的忧烦动荡，甚至这些的财富，还有这些的世俗呢，会使你的心刚硬起来。
Even entertainment, whatever that choked you up, so you cannot grow in God.
甚至还包括这娱乐呢，也使你的心呢，也会使你的心刚硬。
So we need to ask God to deliver us from that.
我们需要求神使我们从这些事情上面
释放出来。By our decision, say, Lord, I listen to you.
要在主面前定义说，主啊，我要聆听
你的声音。I want to grow in you.
我要在你里头成
长。I'm willing to obey you.
我愿意去顺服你。
You know when Samuel hear God's word.Eli told him, say, listen with obedience.
当他听这个撒母耳听从以利的话，就是当上帝再次向你说话的时候，你就对他说，仆人静听。
I like the Chinese translation.
我喜欢中文的翻译。
Listen with respect, meaning I want to do what you tell me to do.
也就是静听，用一种尊敬的心态呢，好好的聆听。来做神要你所做的事情。
Now the word listen in the original here not only is a continuous sense, that word also gives the idea of listen with obedience. That's the kind of listening God wants you to have.
在原文当中的时候，这个聆听呢，不单单只是持续不断的一种聆听方式，它更是代表说是用一种非常顺服的心态呢，去听。
It's interesting. The word listening means shama, shamia. Sounds like the word Samuel.
所以这个原文呢，就叫 shama， 也就是听的意思，跟这个 Samuel 撒母耳这个字呢是有相似的。
Samuel meaning listen.
Samuel 意思就是听的意思。
L means God.
El 呢，意思就是上帝。
So Samuel meaning listening to God.
是说撒母耳的意思就是听神的话。
Mother give him that name.
这是他妈妈给他的名字。
Praise the Lord. That's what he did.
感谢主，赞美主，这就是他所做的。
Continuing listening to God with obedience.
就是持续不断的来听神的话。
Then you will grow in the Lord.
如此你就能够在主里面成长。
And then you will be the kind of person like Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2.
你就能够如同罗马书十二章一到二节里面所形容的人一
样。And you will offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.
你就会将你身体献上，当作活祭来献给主。
Then you will know God's will, the good, pleasing, and perfect will in your life.
如此呢，你就能够查验何为上帝纯纯可喜悦的旨意。
So there is a requirement from God.
这就是神所给予我们的条件。
How do you listen with obedience?
这就是如何我们能够以顺服的心态来聆听上帝的话。
It's not easy, I know.
我知道这就是这么简单。
God wants you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
就是神要你献上你的身体当作活祭。
That means it's sacrifice.
这就是献祭。
That means you live your life as God wants you to live.
这就是你要活着神要你所活的生活。
That means you make your life to be a blessing to brother, sister, and the world.
所以你要使你的生命能够成为弟兄姐妹祝福，也成为这世界的祝福。
That means you're willing to sacrifice your time and your money.
这就是你愿意能够牺牲你的钱和你的时间。
You are willing to sacrifice to lead other people to Jesus.
你愿意的牺牲你自己，能够带领人认识耶稣。
My first church, as I told you, is in Sacramento.
我告诉你们，我的第一个教会是在 Sacramento.
Now has moved into Elk Grove, a growing area with many Chinese.
但如今天，他已经搬迁到一个在华人区当中不断有许多华人。增长的一个假区域当中。
And praise the Lord, the church is still growing.
我敢赞美主，教会才正是持续的成长。
Because of the young people Sharon and I have built up in the church long ago.
也就是那些曾经我所造就那些弟兄姐妹们，他们在其中不断的服侍。
These young people help us to visit.
这些的年轻的这些年轻人呢，他们正去拜访。
These young people join with me help other people.
这些年轻人和我一起呢，去来帮助需要的人。
Every Sunday afternoon,
每一个周日的下午
，they sacrifice their time of study and they go to help people.
他们牺牲他们下午读书的时间呢，去来帮助人。
So today they are deacons in the church.
如今呢，他们是成为教会里面的执事。
They are elders and their children grow in the church.
他们是成为教会当中其他信徒们的长老，使他们能够在主里继续不断成长。
Because their dad is willing to obey God.
是因为他们愿意能够。愿意去顺服神。
And they have sacrificed for God at the beginning.
他们从起初就摆出
牺牲。You know, Christianity grew from sacrifices.
你要知道，基督教是从牺牲开始。
You know, the first church in the book of Acts and later in the Roman world, many of the Christians died for Jesus.
你知道，在初代教会当中，许多的基督徒是借着牺牲。来产生教会的。
You know that during the period of Nero the king, they were eaten by lion. Christians were crucified and they were burned on the stake.
你也知在尼禄那个做罗马皇帝的时代当中，许多跟随主的门徒们，他们因着主的缘故呢，被钉在十字架上，被火烧了，甚至被狮子吃了。
One disciple John, he has his disciple, his name is called Polycarp.
他有约翰，就是他的其中一个门徒，是叫做波女甲。
Polycarp was in Samaria, where the Christians were persecuted, and that was in 156 AD. At that time, he was 87 years old.
在主后156年的时候，当时波尼甲是86岁，而那个时候他是在士梅那这个地方呢来牧养教会。
And the Roman soldier caught him.
罗马的兵士呢就叫了他。
Because he was a church leader.
因为当时他是教会的领袖。
And they were going to burn him.
他们要把波尼甲烧掉。
But because he's so old.
因为他太老了。
And the soldier told him now.Just say one word. You deny Jesus, we'll let you go.
你只要说一句话，就是你拒绝耶稣，我就放你一条生路。
But what did he say?
你知道波尼甲如何回应吗？
He said, Jesus has been so good to me for the 86 years old. How can I deny him?
说主耶稣对我86年都对我这么好，我如何在今时今日我来拒绝他呢？
So he was burned to death.
结果他就被烧死了。
Oh, you see, Christian, in this kind of time, what happened?
你看这基督徒到底做了些什么事情？这错为何会发生
？But actually, Christianity grew the fastest at that time.
但是就那个时候呢，基督教呢会蓬勃蓬勃的发展。
Because these kind of a testimony.Touches a lot of people.
因为这样子的见证呢，感动了许许多多的人。
So, brother, sister, today your sacrifice is not in vain.
所以说，弟兄姐妹们，你今天的牺牲呢，并不是白白的。
Are you willing to serve Jesus? How much has you sacrificed for Him?
你愿不愿意来服侍基督？你愿不愿意为他摆出你牺牲
？In closing, I want to give everyone sitting here a challenge.
所以在今天我们结束的时候呢，我要给这里每一个人呢个挑战。
Sacrifice your life to lead others to Jesus.
牺牲你的生命，使别人能够来认识耶稣。
Whether you will be successful or not, God knows.
无论是成功或与否。
What God wants is your faithfulness and obedience Him. That's all.
神所要的就是你能顺服他。
So I challenge you today.
所以我今天挑战你。
That you be willing to commit to Jesus.
你能够委身于基督。
From now on to the end of 2019, this year, I will bring one people to church.
从现在直到这年末的时候呢，我委身于基督，决定定义要带一个人来到教会。
I'm not saying that you will lead him to Christ.
我并没有说你要带领他信主。
I'm just saying that you'll bring one of your friend or your loved one or any new acquaintance. Just bring this person, man or man, woman, boys or girl, bring this person to church, this church.
我所说的就是，可能是你的同事、你的朋友，或者你家人，或者你所爱的，无论无分男女老少，带到他们到教会来。
But you see, what would I fail? What would I fail?
如果我失败呢
？Don't worry.
没有问题。
God will continue to help you.
上帝会持续的帮助
你。Do not let failure stop you.
不要让失败。
I know it's not easy.To bring somebody to church on Sunday.
让一个人在星期天来到教会不简单。
You may have to invite this person for dinner first.
你必须要请这个人吃饭先。
You may have to do something for him.
你必须要为他做了什么事。
Maybe your neighbor, you have to help him to to take care of his garbage and things like that.
也许你要为你的邻居呢来处理他这个垃圾。
But whatever it is, do your best. Sacrifice.Bring this person to this church by the end of this year.
来，在这年的时候末年末的时候呢，你真的能够带领就一个人，无论他是谁，能够来到教会当中来。
Whether he stay or not, that's not your not your worry.
他会不会继续存留下去，继续待在教会，不是你的工作，是上帝的工作。上帝知道。
When God touches a person, he will stay.
当上帝感动一个人的时候呢，他就能够留下。
And God will give you strength to do so.
神会给你力量，使你如此能做到。
Never afraid of being failure.
不要害怕成为一个失败者。
God's word is that even a righteous man, Proverbs said, will fail seven times and yet still rise up.
按据箴言里面所说，就是义人也会跌倒七次，上帝还是将他扶持起来。
So whatever you fail, you learn a lesson, you try it again, and bring this person to the church.
你失败了，你就学习到功课，你持续不断的努力，直到把人带到教会来。
And God will work in that person's heart.
神会在那人身上做他的工作。
Let's all read this verse together.
让我们一同来念这段经文。
Let's read in Chinese.
我们一起来用中文来念。
靠着是我力量的那位，我凡事都能做。In English, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Would you want to commit that to Jesus?
你要不要这样子？来向主耶稣基督委身。
Let us all bow together in prayer.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Brother, sister, may God speak to your heart.
如果神真的是对你来说话。
If you hear God's voice to you today.
如果你今天听到上帝的声音。
In your heart, in your mind.
在你自己的意念，在你的心里头。
And you want to commit yourself.
你必要委身与基督。
By the end of this year.
直到这个年末的时候
I will bring one person to this church.
我要带一个人来到教会。
I will ask God to help me to do that.
我要求神来帮助我。
I will do my best to do that.
我要尽力的去做。
I commit myself to God to do this.
我委身基督来做这件事。
If you have this kind of desire,
如果你有这样子的心愿
you have this commitment to God,
你有这样子对主的委身
would you quietly raise your hand, we'll pray together?
你可以不可以举起你的手来我要为你来祷告
Praise the Lord.
感谢主
Anyone else?
赞美主
God will help you.
还有吗
He will strengthen you.
他会赐你力量
Don't worry about that.
不用担心
You just commit yourself to God.
你只是要向主耶稣
委身 You say, Lord, I want to. I'm willing.
你就向主说我愿意
I want to bring one person to Jesus
我愿意带一个人
by the end of this year
来认识耶稣
Lord,
在今年年末的时候
please help me
主帮助我
Would you raise your hand?
你愿不愿意举手
Amen.
我要为你祷告 Amen.
Amen Anyone else?
还有吗
Praise God Thank God
赞美主
Anyone else?
感谢主还有吗
Praise God Amen
赞美主 Amen
Anyone else?
还有吗
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we pray that you will strengthen us.
父啊，我们求你能够使我们坚固我们的力量。
May the Holy Spirit touches us.
愿你的灵继续来触摸我们。
Not only convict us,
不只是使我们
but be our helper,
成为我们的帮助
be our comforter,
成为我们的安慰者
to lead others to Jesus.
来领带领人来认识你
bring people to your house
带领人奔到你的家里
to worship you
主我们敬拜你
thank you for those who raise their hands
为那些举手的人我来感谢你
Lord touch each one of them
主啊触摸他们
give them comfort today
给他们安慰
help them to know which one they are going to bring to you
帮助他们是什么人他们可以带到教会来
Anyone that Lord you touch their heart They will do their best to bring them to church this year
主你自己亲自触摸他们所带领的人使他们在今年的时候能来到教会
Thank you for listening to our prayers
谢谢听我们的祷告
May all praise be to you
所有的赞美都归于你
Praise the Lord Hallelujah
赞美主感谢赞美主
Amen
Amen
Amen In Jesus' name Amen
奉主耶稣的名 Amen
Thank you.